Hello, folks. Off Grid Gary. Well, this weekend has been... It started off nice. We went out and we got some wood for the smoker. We got some pecan. We got some oak. And we got it home. And my fairly new electric chainsaw died. And hopefully we can get something done with that. But then we started the smoker up. I had some more cheese I wanted to smoke. And we had a lot of it. So we started smoking it. And we smoked cheese for about 3.5 hours. And brought it in. And it's been kind of rainy and nasty ever since then. And today it's been really rainy and nasty. So, today, you know, we live on a homestead. You know, so it ain't like, you know, we just... go to town, pick something up, come back, whatever you know. But this morning before it started raining, I actually ran into town. And our run to town for us is just, we live in the country, but we have a small country store. And I picked up a few last minute grocery items just to be on the safe side to have. But, no, today we've just been kind of relaxing. You know, we really haven't been doing a whole lot today, you know. I made some homemade buttermilk biscuits with some bacon pieces inside of them. And then I actually, when they were done, I cut some small sections of smoked cheddar and put inside there. And boy, you talk about really good eating. And then this morning, I mixed me up some bread. And they call it artisan bread. And I'm going to be cooking it in a big cast iron kettle. And it has 6 cups of flour in it, so it ought to be a pretty big loaf. I'm figuring it ought to be about a 2 gallon size loaf of bread. But the object of this is I'm trying to master this particular loaf of bread. I'm looking for something that's kind of round, something that's got a nice crust all the way around but isn't really hard to eat. And then I'm actually going to butter the top of it and put garlic all over the top of it, powdered garlic, because it's actually going to be toasted lightly after it's cut up. It's going to be lightly toasted with butter and garlic again, and we're going to put smoked cheese on top of that. I like smoked cheese, and I like garlic bread. And when you mix the two together, you have a really nice dish. Otherwise, not a lot going on. This weekend's a little on the slow side. It's cooler weather. You know, we've been trying to get our wood up for the wood stove. You know, today we got the fire going. I think tonight's lows are supposed to be in the 30s, high 30s. Sorry I keep yawning so much. I don't know why I keep yawning. But we're supposed to be like 38 for tonight. And I think probably 50 to 60 tomorrow for the high again. But our evenings are nice and cool. It's enough you want the wood stove going. Other than that, we ain't had a lot to do. We was figuring actually on doing a little hunting this weekend, but the rain kind of came in. It'd probably been a good time to go hunt, but it's just started pouring again. So by the time I get over there, the rain's going to kind of shut us down anyway. So we're not going to mess with it today. I guess every once in a while we just need a weekend to relax. So with that being said, still in the news, we're not exactly sure who's president yet. One says one's president, one says the other's president. And we keep hearing about these other things they're trying to get passed and moving into the moving things forward for whether you're for it or not. Everything's still kind of sitting the same. You know, nobody knows what's going on. I've been hearing talk, and like I say, I don't know how true any of this is, because I'm noticing when you watch TV news, we don't have cable, we just have regular TV, the news really doesn't tell you nothing. And then you go on YouTube and other places, they say we're being surrounded by warships. I don't know if it's true or not, but they're saying Russia and China are setting warships up getting ready to strike us. Now, whether this is true or not, I don't know, because I ain't heard nothing that's saying from a straight news source. I've heard other homesteaders talking about it. I've heard other news medias talking about it. But you just don't know what really is out there. I don't know what's fixing to happen. But I'll tell you what. I think we're going to be shocked when it hits us. Now, I don't know if we're going to war. I don't know what's going on. But I don't really like it too much. There ain't nothing I can do about it. All I can do is sit here on the homestead and try to make sure we have our ducks in a row, so if we do this nationwide reset, worldwide reset thing, whatever it's called, you know, hopefully it won't last real long. You just don't know. So it's with the news that's been going on, we try really not to watch TV because it's just really more BS on it than anything. We've been focusing on just, you know, trying to get our work done that we do every day. Sorry about the yawn again. Trying to get our work done every day and just trying to make sure that we have all of our needs taken care of, you know. We have any bills, we try to pay them. You know, if we need some groceries, we try to get them, you know. Trying to stay afloat, you know. Trying to get your debt load down. That is a major key. When you're on a homestead and live off-grid, you want to remember to try to keep your bills very, very low. And, you know, not saying there's nothing wrong with having new vehicles and all this other crap, but every time you buy something new and you take a loan out for it, you're paying for it for years. And when you don't have any bills and you just slowly save your money up and you buy something and pay cash for it, you're not entitled to pay more money for the expensive insurance that you got to have, like full coverage. You know, you keep your bills down low. That way, if something bad does happen, you ain't got to worry about making that big bank note every month. Because I'm telling you, they're fixing to pull the plug on us, and when they pull it, there's going to be a lot of people sink. I hope there isn't, but everything I'm seeing on the news and I read on the internet, I just don't like what I see. People, I'm telling you, if you hadn't been prepping for a disaster to hit, now is the time, because the next disaster that hits might not be what any of us thinks it could be. I would always, and I keep specifying this, anytime you go out to shop for groceries, if you have a little extra, I don't care if it's $5 extra, apply it to some non-perishable food items. You know, I don't know, you know, if you live in town and don't own your own place and you rent an apartment, you may want to try to put stuff in your vehicle. You know, I don't mean nothing big, but try to put, you know, if you got a trunk on your vehicle, you can, if you're one or two people, you can put quite a few dry storage goods in that vehicle. So if you have to leave, you can. You know, if you're kind of in the country and you rent, try to make preparations with your landlord, or if something bad happens, that you don't get kicked out. Try to figure out another source of making your rent if there's no work available. You know, try to figure out if the landlord has some work for you to do or something where you can keep afloat when something bad happens, because I'm telling you, I'm not sure what's going to happen. I have no clue. I don't know if we're going to war. I don't know what's going on, because to be fair, in politics, the government only lets you know what they want you to know. They don't let you know what's really going on. I'm not dogging either opponent at this particular point, even though I voted for Trump. It's just a crazy thing what's going on, and I really don't know. Really, honestly, none of us know what's going to happen. But everything that's leaned up towards, it hasn't been real good. So I think we all need to prepare for something. I don't know what to tell you to prepare for, but I can tell you, and I keep drilling it, non-perishable food items. Make sure you have a life straw in your vehicle. You know, I'm not going to tell you to get a weapon or anything like that. I'm telling you, non-perishable food items, a life straw, and if you have children, young children, buy a few extra packages of diapers because you might need them. You know, if you don't have them, you'll need them. So if you have, if you can place back in your preps, put some extra diapers or wet ones back. It's always a good idea to have a package of wet ones, even if you don't have kids or not. And the reason why, you can put them in your to-go bag. I tell everybody, if you have a vehicle, you need to have an everyday carry bag in your vehicle that stays in your vehicle. That's just for what you need if something happens for when you're in your vehicle. You know, you can have a small container in the back of a minivan, car, pickup, whatever, under a seat, a small box that's got some non-perishable food items in it with a flashlight and a pocket knife and a fire starter. And a life straw. You know, and you've got the vehicle, so if you broke down, theoretically speaking, if it's raining, you can stay dry in your vehicle. You have some food. And if you have any water on the ground and you can't find water, with a life straw, you can drink mud and it'll come out just perfectly clean. It's a major must to have some type of everyday carry type bag in your vehicle. I'm one of these guys. I don't really like go to town, but even when I do, you know, I carry a pocket knife, a flashlight, always on me. I always carry some type of tooling in my pocket. A big reason for that is, it's not that I'm worried about getting in a conflict, but the problem is, if, like for instance, if I break down, 90% of the time, I can fix it right where I'm at. I mean, if it's, you know, it might be a battery cable come loose, or blew a fuse, anything like that. If you got a little flashlight and a pocket knife in your pocket, 9 times out of 10, you can put it back together. You know. I have a few tools I carry in my vehicle as well. My truck also has 480 watts of solar, where most people don't go to that extremes. I have 480 watts of solar with 2 big marine batteries under the hood and 2 AGMs in the back of the truck. And set up on 2 different controllers. I have 1,500 watts at 15 amps that I can use as pure sine wave, so I can charge my cordless tools, plug a camp house in, and run whatever. You know, it's that kind of thing. Even my golf cart's set up that way. You know, I mean, if you're going to have something on your property that, for me, the golf cart was almost a choice. It was either buy a small garden tractor or a golf cart. I'm so glad I bought the golf cart. It's a 36-volt club car. I put a solar panel on top, got a boost controller on it. I never have to plug it in. I can drive that thing anywhere on my property. Yes, I don't take it through the kids' four-wheeler trails, but we do have enough roads on my little 4 acres. I can go anywhere I want. And I have a hunting lease. It's 60 acres. I can go anywhere I want on that 60 acres with that golf cart, and I'm not abusing it. And what's nice, I don't have to put gas in it. So even if they do a shutdown per se and they shut everything off or you can't get gas or anything, I can still drive my golf cart to the woods. I can, me and the boys can still hunt. We can still fish. We can do what we want to do. That's the advantage of trying to think things through. It didn't take me overnight to get to this stage. I've been working. Let me rephrase this. I wasn't working hard to build something and it not work. To me, there's nothing worse than buying a home and you think, man, I got it made. There's nothing can go wrong. And then the power goes out for 2 weeks and you lose all your food in the freezer. Let me tell you something. That hurts because I am not a wealthy man whatsoever, but if you lose your groceries in your freezer and your refrigerator, you don't eat. And if you're like me, where you have a lot of kids in the house, you can't afford to have that happen. So, years and years ago, I thought, well, I think it's time we put a generator on the house. That way if power goes out, we can still have power. Well, let me tell you something. If you have a generator, and we're just going to use a small one, for example. We'll say a 6,000-watt generator. That's actually a pretty big generator. Size-wise, it's got a 240 plug, 120 plug. But if you run that thing, sun up to sun down, every day for 2 weeks, you'll spend more than you paid for the generator in gas. Or just about that much money. I mean, it's expensive. Once I realized that wasn't going to happen because that was too much time and too much money, I went to dabbling around with solar. Well, it didn't take me long to realize solar's where it was at. Do I own a generator? Yes. Do I run a generator? Yes. But let me tell you something. I don't run a generator much. To be fair, in the weather we're having now, we'll still run our generator 2 hours. Okay? And that'll be tonight. I'm going to say 4 to 5 months of the year, we don't even start our generator. And the rest of the time, it'll be for an hour or two in the evening time. So, 5 gallons of gas, we'll just say 5 gallons of gas, basically, is 2, 4, 6, 8. We'll say it's $10 for 5 gallons of gas, $2 a gallon. Okay, that 5 gallon, for the most part, will run me all week. So, basically, I'm spending $10 a week for gas. So, that's $40 a month is what if you want to get real technical, I might spend $40 a month on gas. Might. And that's having a lot of rain, not having a lot of sun, this kind of thing. Well, you're not going to run what I'm going to run for $40 a month with your regular utility company. So, those are some of the things you got to think about. You know, I have a full automotive shop with a 220 MIG-TIG stick machine in it. I have a lift in my shop. I mean, I have some pretty decent automotive equipment, you know, and I have no problem running it on my system. But it took me a lot of years to save up the money to buy the parts to build that system. Was we planning on going off-grid? No. But when you started realizing what you could do with more solar and how much money you started saving at the end of the year, it was a no-brainer for us. So, it wasn't that we started off trying to be preppers, trying to be homesteaders. We were just trying to save money on the other end of the scale, because I don't care how hard you work, you hate spending money on just BS. You know, you can't stand. I don't like having to spend money. I don't mind spending money on groceries, car insurance, cell phone, that kind of thing. But to me, if you're paying $300 to $500 a month in utilities, that's a lot of money a month to just throw away. Sure, everybody needs power. I agree. We all have to have it. But there's ways to cut that price down a month to something that make it affordable to where you can save a little bit back to have for a rainy day. All I can say is you want to think things through. Not everybody could own their own home. There was a lot of years I didn't own a home. We lost 2 homes. It's not that anybody can do it, because it's a hard thing. But what me and my wife figured out a long time ago, we didn't have to have an expensive home with millions of acres. We was happy building our home with materials that were on the land. Of course, we bought other materials at Lowe's, Home Depot, this kind of thing. But when you only have so much money, you spend so much money a month on building products for your home, it tends to go further, and then when the house is done and built, it's paid for. You know, it took us, 3-4 years to build our place before we could move in it. And, you know, it's paid for. I don't owe any money on it. So when we want to make an improvement or we want to do something, we do it. Like I say, I don't know what's going on out there, but I do know if you have a homestead or you have a place of your own, I would highly suggest, and I know I keep pushing this thing, non-perishable food items. Get you food that's meant to last long term. Get you food that's healthy. Try not to get stuff saturated with all this bad stuff that's going to just slowly poison you. I'd rather eat good than to eat crap. You know? If you have flour and yeast, you can make better breads than you can buy in the store. And it don't cost that much to make bread. Look, I made my first loaf of bread last weekend, I think it was, and I'm going to make me a second one this evening. You know, my daughter makes homemade bread all the time, you know. We grill, we smoke, we cook foods. And I say smoke, we smoke a lot of foods. And let me tell you something, it's better than what you get at a restaurant. And it don't cost near as much. And you cook it at home on your own fire pit. It's saving you a lot of money. It's better than what you buy at the store. And if you have friends that come over and want to eat with you every once in a while, and you eat with other people, you know, people go out to dinner with people. When people come over here to have dinner, they're like, man, this is better than a restaurant. And they like it. We like it better when you cook. Well, it's not that it's hard to cook. I've taken the time to learn how to do some of it. I'm not going to tell you I'm the best cook, because I'm not. But I do know how to cook certain foods. And it comes to stuffing bell peppers from the garden. I figured out how to make them super good. And I figured out how to cook meats really good over an open fire. I'm not a pastry chef. I'm not a in-house chef, per se. But I do know how to cook. And a lot of kids these days really don't know how to cook. My children, even my youngest is 10 years old. If I have a fire going in the front yard and he wants to cook something, he knows how to cook it. You know, if one of my kids is in the house and wants to cook a couple eggs and toast some toast, they know how to do it. It's a lot of people eat by driving through the drive-thru and picking food up. You know, it's fun to do every once in a while, but you know, it's really expensive. You figure if you're spending $10 for one person every time you go through the drive-thru window and do it three times a day, that's $30 a day. I mean, you're talking $150 a week. That's $600 a month. How much groceries could you buy for $600 a month? And we're only talking one person. Imagine if you had a family of four and you did that. You're talking $2,400 a month for four people. So that's what I'm saying. You really need to just, when you're thinking about how can I save money to have certain items that I need to carry, eating at home is a good start, or packing your lunch to work with you is a real good start to save you a lot of money. And of course, I'm fortunate because I work on my homestead. I do work for other people, and I go to their sites to work. But you know, those are the days that I'll carry something with me, or if I'm not going to be gone long, I'll just wait till I get back to homestead. And if it's a day I'm going to be out that's late, depending on what I'm doing, I might eat out once a week. But when I eat out once a week, I try to keep it in my mind. I try not to spend over $6 to $7 for my whole meal and drink. Because I usually carry water in my truck anyway. But everybody needs that one day to get something out, because they're going to see other people, visit with other people while you're out. and you'll get your snack or whatever, and you go about your way. I'm not saying you can't eat out, but it's like the people that get up in the morning, they jump in the vehicle or wherever they're going to go to work, and they stop on the way and they buy that $3-4 cup of coffee. I can buy that. I can make that same coffee at my house. It don't cost me nowhere near that much. I'm just, you know, yeah, it's nice to sit down and drink coffee with people, but you can take coffee and put it in the thermos and take it to work with you, you know. There's lots of ways to save money in these times when you're not sure where the next dollar is going to come from. Because to be fair, we don't know when they're going to lock everything back down over this COVID crap. So I'm not trying to throw anybody into a scare frenzy and saying, go buy this, go buy that, go buy this, go that. Buy stuff that's smart, that's going to save you money. And don't be left out in the wind when everything goes down. I mean, you want to actually make sure that you have everything you need, because if they do a reset or we go to war, whatever happens, you want to stay alive. And that's the key thing here, is that you can stay alive and that your family can be safe until whatever happens, happens. You know, I'm not saying anything's going to happen, but you never know. There's a lot of stuff going on right now, and I ain't going to lie. I told everybody that lives in my house, have your to-go bag. I'm not planning on leaving my homestead, neither my family. But if something happens, you've got gear you can pick up and go. So whatever you need is right there. It's like an everyday carry. If you have a pocket knife and a flashlight in your pocket, and that's, and you take it everywhere with you when you go, you're not worried about not having anything in your hand if something bad happens. You have something, you know. I'm not telling people to go out and be violent. That's the one thing I am not for. You know, this crap where people is burning storefront buildings down and beating people to death because, for what? Okay. Just because somebody killed somebody gives nobody any right to go through and rob businesses and kill the people that work there. There's no reason for it. You know, we still live in the United States of America. And the last time I checked, the United States of America was a free country. And this is a great country to live in. I am proud to call myself an American. And with that being said, I'm going to tell everyone to be vigilant and be safe, because we're in some troubling times. Every country has their bad times, but this is rare for the United States. So I'm going to go ahead and end this here. I'm going to tell you to be very vigilant in what you do. Keep an eye open and always listen, because you never know when it's coming. Have a great day. Bye.